Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Amman, Jordan. Jordan's King Abdullah says that the Middle East is about to explode. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Jordan's King Abdullah is warning the world that the situation in the Middle East could explode due to Israel's building of settlements in the eastern section of the city of Jerusalem. The king said that Israel is playing with fire by carrying out unilateral actions in eastern Jerusalem, which the Jewish state captured from Jordan in the 1967 war. King Abdullah also said that Israel must choose between living in an isolated fortress in the region or reaching peace with all of the Arab Islamic states in accordance with the Arab Peace Initiative. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Jordan's King Abdullah's warning of an explosion in the Middle East, an all-out war, is prophetic. In fact, that is the scenario that is called for in Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The most recent warning from Jordan's King Abdullah about a major war in the Middle East is not the first time the king has made these statements. King Abdullah believes that Israel's actions pertaining to Jerusalem are the flashpoint that could trigger what the king refers to as an explosion in the Middle East. The Jordanian king is especially concerned about the moves that Israel makes as it relates to the Palestinians, since almost 70% of his population is made up of Palestinians. The king's focus on Israeli action in Jerusalem is a precursor to Bible prophecy, as well as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, a lead-up to the prophetic scenario for the last days being played out today. Zechariah, the ancient Jewish prophet, wrote some 2,500 years ago that Jerusalem would be the center of controversy in the last days. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Malachi, and Obadiah also wrote about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Malachi said that the Palestinians would return and endeavor to build a nation that would be the scorn of the Lord. That's Malachi chapter 1. Ezekiel said that the Palestinians would rise up and kill the Jewish people as they stole their land. That's Ezekiel 35. Obadiah says that when the Messiah, Jesus Christ, returns to the earth, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be resolved. That's Obadiah verses 14 to 18. Basically, King Abdullah's warning is correct. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...